the week after Memorial Day. It's when political Michigan and business Michigan pack up
and head north to Mackinac Island for the annual Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Mackinac is a major political event.
Political fundraisers are as ubiquitous as the bicycles, the horse-drawn carriages, and the complimentary cocktails.
The conference, also known for wheeling and dealing, talking out the tough questions, and reaching consensus or at least compromise in its clubby, chummy environs.
But that might not be the case this year.
The Detroit Regional Chamber is full on behind a bailout plan for the Detroit public schools that's also backed by Governor Rick Snyder and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan.
Right. It's a bipartisan effort passed by the state Senate with support from Republicans and Democratic leaders, as well as the Detroit delegation.
And then it went and landed with a big thud in the Republican-controlled state house.
And the timing was just bad.
It
didn't help that there was a scandal where school administrators were found to have taken big kickbacks from a vendor who sold school supplies that were just never delivered.
As well as teacher sick outs protesting the possibility of payless paydays as soon as July.
Mm-hmm. So the House version, it's much less generous with the money that would go to support the district.
And critical differences in how to handle the proliferation of charter schools in the city.
Right. So the Detroit Regional Chamber, who's hosting the Mackinac Conference, plus Snyder and Duggan, they had all planned to use the Mackinac Island event to try and make some headway with House Republicans.
Chamber members being asked to take every opportunity to buttonhole lawmakers and argue for the Senate version of the bailout. But now it looks like that ain't going to happen.
No, because normally the legislature meets in Lansing during the first day of the conference, then the lawmakers, they head up for the final few days.
But this year, the Republican Speaker of the House is telling his chamber to stay put, that votes will take place all week. Now, Speaker Kevin Cotter, he's not saying they can't go.
I'm not keeping anyone captive. What I've said is that we will be holding votes.
Which keeps his Republican lawmakers in Lansing instead of being cajoled and arm-twisted on the island. But Cotter says just maybe if there is a deal in hand, if it's all done, then he might be open to releasing the House later this week to head up to the island.
You know, if we had the DPS deal done and we had the budget done, then I would probably be willing to at least reconsider. But at the same time, we're not going to jeopardize the quality of the product that we put out as to either of those just for purposes of trying to get out of town.
In other words, if there's any deal making to be done, it will be in Lansing and not over chilled shrimp and cocktails at Mackinac.
Don't let the bastards get you down. Turn it around with another round. There's a party at the bar. Everybody put your glasses up and a drink today.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.